SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pharrell has taken over. Let's go. It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Steaks, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell, coast to coast.
All right, you know, I actually learned a valuable lesson, Carver High. Don't ever bet against the Atlanta Braves. And now, today I learned a lesson. Don't bet on the Mets ever again the rest of the season because they've wrapped up shop. They've given up. They're done. Put a fork in them. And you cannot bet against the Braves. They literally are impossible to beat. They win every game. And so it really boils down to who are the Braves playing in the NLCS? That's what it boils down to. No one's beating that team.
That kind of is where we're at as we've turned the calendar to August. Is it going to be Braves-Dodgers, right? I mean, that's kind of what it comes down to. Will they both get through all these other teams and we'll get ourselves an NLCS again with Atlanta and Los Angeles? They were at it again yesterday. Again, it's a minimum of three homers every game. Sometimes it's five or six. They got Riley yesterday, Acuna Jr., and Matt Olson, number 37 on Bally Sports South.
Down the right field line. Does it have enough? Yep. Back to back. It's 9-1. And Matt Olson is just a couple away from Shohei now.
So the thing that stands out to me about the Angels is they went out and got Lucas Giolito, right? He's pitched twice, and both games, I think he gave up, like, they gave up at least nine runs when he pitched. Like, he got lit up at home in his debut. And I thought, you know, if anyone can turn it around and have a good game and beat Chirinos, it would be Giolito. So I went for it. It was a high price at, like, $1.37 or something like that plus. And he did it again. He gave up nine runs or something. He's just, you know, awful. What, I mean, what else can I say? He's one of the best pitchers in baseball. My effing ass, okay? Every time he pitches, he gives up nine runs. Like, he's not good. He's the exact same guy that he's been in Chicago. When they say he's an all-star and he's dominant and all this. Lucas Giolito's average at best. I don't care. He got a nice name. There you go. Congratulations.
He was awful this year. He didn't pitch good for the White Sox. That's part of the reason he got traded. He sucked. The team sucked. And that's how it goes. I mean, it was better than what they had, but still not great. He's nowhere near the level he was a couple years ago when he was in some of that Cy Young conversation. 37 now for Olson. You heard them say it there on the cut. Odds to have the most home runs this year, Scotty. Otani's still the favorite at minus 350, and Olson now has gone to 37, of course, and to plus 250, not 275. Does Olson have more than Otani by the end of this year?
You know, I don't see why not. He doesn't have to pitch every 5 days. You know what I mean? Like, having to do both, I would think at some level, takes a toll on you by August and September at the very least. And in September, if they're not in it, they're probably not going to pitch him. They're just going to let him hit. So he might pick up steam again. It's going to come down to those two. I think Olson can do it. He's two behind him. Why not?
Yes, I think that he could do it as well. Worth a stab. Tigers beat the Pirates 6-3 at PNC yesterday. Why do we do this? Because Eduardo Rodriguez started for Detroit, Scotty. He had a deal to be traded to the Dodgers on Tuesday. He used his no-trade clause, did not want to go. Let's hear from Rodriguez and get the word as to why he said no to the Dodgers.
Eduardo, why did you ultimately say no to the trade with the Dodgers, and how did that process go down for you?
I mean, I feel like we have a couple conversations a little bit, but the details of the trade wasn't what I wanted for me and my family, and I decided to stay here in Detroit, you know, so.
Was that mostly financial? Was it personal? Was it both?
Something that is just in between there and I, so I can't tell you about it then. But like I say, like the details wasn't, I wasn't feel really comfortable with it, and I decided to stay here, you know. But it's nothing against the Dodgers or wherever over there, you know. They were a really good team over there and everything. And just thinking about my future and my family, and I take the decision to stay here.
Well, look, we welcome our radio affiliates to Coast on a Thursday. I think the guy, he's an awesome pitcher. I, for them, he's their best player, right? I think he is. So if he wants to stay there, then wrap it up. Let's go. Keep him. It's rare you see a guy. We joked about this the other day. Like, who would turn down the Los Angeles Dodgers to leave Detroit for Los Angeles? It's a hellhole. I don't care what anybody says. Playing there is like prison. And you can't deny it. They've done nothing for 20 years. Longer than that. It was 86, basically, right? So it's been 35-plus years they've done anything. But they've had a couple of decent teams. But they usually are fair to Midland or don't even matter. And this guy wants to stay there for his family and whatever reasons. He's not going to tell you. That's fine with me. You want to stay here in Detroit? Wrap him up. I'd keep him because he's got nasty stuff.
He certainly does. Padres beat the Rockies 11-1, so they took 2 out of 3 at Coors. They start the big series with the Dodgers tomorrow. Tatis had a homer. Gary Sanchez had 2 homers for the Padres as they take care of business.
He's played well for them.
White Sox. Yes, he has played well. He's hit a lot of homers for him. White Sox closer Liam Hendricks undergoes Tommy John surgery. He's had, of course, a rough year, Liam Hendricks, with everything that he's had to deal with, unfortunately.
I don't know if he'll ever matter again. With cancer, Tommy John, his arm blew out. He's old. He might be finished.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, let's look at the remaining games that are under the lights around the show.
Yes, we do have several games this evening. We'll start in Milwaukee, where the Buccos start a 4-game weekend series in Brewtown with the Brewers. Mitch, don't call me Helen Keller, and Adrian Hauser are the pitching matchup for this first one. Pirates plus +110, Brewers minus -130, 8.5 the total.
Well, look, obviously, I think Helen Keller is a better pitcher than Hauser, but yes. I know the Pirates aren't a better team than the Brewers, and I don't think either one of them scores runs, so I would be on the under, and I'd be on the Brewers, even though Hauser's pitching. I don't like Hauser at all, but
no.
Keller's lost 4 straight. He's run out of gas or something. He's not what he was, right? When he went to the All-Star game, he hadn't done anything since then. He went to Seattle, and I don't think he's won since. So it's got to be Brewers and under. Neither one of these teams score runs.
Really, like the rest of the Pirates, he had a great opening day to Memorial Day, right?
Yep.
I mean, him and the Red, they were awesome the first 2 months of the season, and it's kind of not been the same since. Another 4-game series starts in the Bronx tonight between the Astros and the Yankees as they see each other again for the first time since the playoffs last year. It'll be Christian Javier and Clark Schmidt to get things going. Pick 'em! Minus -110 both ways. 8.5 the total.
Yeah, listen, I bet this this morning, and I got it at minus -107 on Javier in Houston. And I bet the Astros because, in my opinion, they own the Yankees. It's real simple. And they're just flat out heads and tails, head and shoulders, head to feet, better than the Yankees. That's all there is to it. They're a playoff team that has a chance to win the pennant and the World Series, and the Yankees aren't. Now, I saw him win last night for one reason. Cole pitched, and he went to the 8th inning or whatever. And all I know is they don't have anybody else. Schmidt's got 7 wins, but he's all over the place too. And Javier is certainly a lot tighter than him with his record. I'm on the Astros. I bet it. How could I turn down a minus -107 on the Astros over the Yankees?
I would expect the Astros to be more. Like, I'm kind of surprised it's where it is. Like, I feel like they should be 115, 120 even. Like, they're better than the Yankees.
It should be.
Very, very strange line. Minnesota in St. Louis again to finish up that series. Sonny Gray and Matthew Liberatore get the starts. Twins minus 130, Cards plus $1.10, 8.5 the total.
Sonny Gray is, again, here we go, just flat out better than Liberatore. That's it. I'm on Gray, I'm on the Twins. And last night I hit the Cards at plus 115. I was sitting in the Bronx and they were up 7-0, and I knew I had it in the bag. They won 7-3. They've been wildly inconsistent. Their pitcher tonight stinks. Sonny's legit. I'm on the Twins.
There's been a lot of runs scored at Wrigley the last two nights between the Cubs and the Reds. The Cubs obviously have done the brunt of it. 36 runs over the last two nights. It'll be Jameson Shots at Tyone against Luke Dreamweaver. Some big ERAs on those two guys as well. Cubs minus 165. Reds plus $1.40, flat 10 the total.
Over 10, and it's got to be the Cubs. Like, I wanted to bet on the Reds. I said this earlier because there's no way they can keep doing this, but they are keeping on. They did it Tuesday. They did it Wednesday. They scored 36 runs. Every guy's shredding the ball. They're so hot right now. I guess you got some stones to bet against them, and I just didn't pull the trigger. I couldn't touch it. I'm Cubs and over.
Just the over for me. I'll be just fine. Hopefully we get more balls flying out of Wrigley tonight. The Mariners, a big four-game series in Anaheim against the Angels. Brian Wu and Shohei Ohtani back on the bump. Minus 155 for Anaheim, plus 130 for Seattle. Flat 8 the total.
I mean, you're just putting a gun to your head if you don't bet on Ohtani, right? Like, I tried to bet against him. Yeah. Remember last week? That did not go well. He threw a one-hit shutout. I'm not going there again. I'm done with that mean street.
And finally, late night, Oakland and L.A. Dodgers looking to finish off the sweep of Oakland. Minus 275 with Urias on the mound. J.P. Sears and Roebuck plus 220 for the A's. Only 8.5 tonight after some big totals in this the last two nights.
I want no part of this. I could never bet on the A's, and I'm not betting that price. The only thing I would do in this game is bet the over 8.5 because the Dodgers will score at least 10 again.
Yeah, they'll probably be good to maybe get that over by themselves. Sears has given up a lot of homers this year. He's probably got one of the better ERAs on that Oakland staff, but he does give up
better
a
than
lot
Urias.
Of home runs. And the Dodgers hit a lot of home runs. So we've got to factor both of those things in tonight in L.A. All right, there's your games. Here are your homers for tonight. I already told you earlier, I'm going back to Bellinger. Why? He destroys Weaver. He's red hot. You're still giving me plus 425. Let's go ahead. Let's leave Wrigley again with Cody Bellinger tonight. And the Cubbies, Yordan Alvarez against Clark Schmidt. I don't even need to see the price, Scotty. That's good enough for me. Yordan Alvarez against Clark Schmidt. I'll take it. Plus 280 is the number. Brian Reynolds, Scotty, hits Hauser very well. Can we get a little tater time from Reynolds and the Buccos tonight in Milwaukee? Nolan Arenado, good numbers against Sonny Gray. I'm with you. Twins win the game. But let's sneak an Arenado homer out at plus 450. And late night, the Dodger prices were tough against Sears. I thought Smith had the best one. So we'll go with Will Smith at plus 325 to go yard against the lefty Sears out in Los Angeles.
And Muncy and Freeman, I'm going to throw Talkman and Swanson and Happ again at Wrigley.
Yeah,
the way, and we've already got Bellinger. The way they're hitting home runs, the way they're scoring runs, the way they're driving the ball. I mean, what, they hit five yesterday? I mean, it's crazy the way the ball's flying out of there right now. So you can get all kinds of juicy props at Wrigley in that game and the Dodger game because the A's suck and they're going to hit home runs tonight. It won't just be Will Smith.
And on the other side of that Cub-Red game, you know, the Cubs have thrown a bunch of lefties the last few nights. You know, they had Smiley, they had the Steel Mill. So they've turned De La Cruz around. He's been hitting from the right side. He's got no power from the right side. Jameson Shots at Tyone going tonight. We get De La Cruz back to the left side where he's hit all his home runs. Maybe we can find him to get out and Joey Votto as well. Reds have scored runs. They've just been giving up a lot more runs. So lots of homers at Wrigley. Let's make it happen. Okay, there you go. The baseball's done. Football time now, Scotty. We'll get into it a little bit more after you talk to Davis. I'll give you the numbers and we'll hear from some of the coaches. But the NFL season does kick off tonight. The Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. I know you're excited for Zach Wilson and Kellen Mond tonight in Canton, Scotty. I know I can see you already. I mean, the sweats are out. This is actually, I think, on a 2.5 on the Jets now, and 33.5 the total.
All right, so I told you the other day when that Angus Cloud kid died that I was going to watch Euphoria because I'd never seen it. And I got to tell you, yes. I guarantee you that Euphoria is 5 times better than this football game. I mean, no doubt. I have seen on this show, this insane show, that show, I mean, Carver High, if you don't watch that one, if you don't want, put that one on the list with Hot Nicole, if you don't, and Mafia, don't watch that one, there's something wrong with both of you. I mean, it is insane. And I'll tell you what, the Jets and Browns in Canton, to me, is the definition of insanity. If I watch that game tonight, I should be put in prison. But I'll take the Browns and the 2 points because Zach sucks. And everyone's on the Jets to win the Super Bowl, so I'm going to start off with a bang and go Brownies.
These are the two teams, right? Everybody loves back in the Jets and the Browns. Two teams that never get it done. Start their season in Canton.
And the Lions never get it done either. What a Viking.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The brighter the lights, the bigger the stakes. Hunt or be hunted. Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
Have you seen No Run First Inning Fridays at BetMGM? It's the greatest thing ever. Opt into the promotion. Place a No Run First Inning bet on any MLB game. Bet no on the will there be a run in the first inning market. If your bet loses, but only one run is scored during the first inning, you're going to get a bonus bet back equaling your stake up to $50. Bonus bet will be reflected once the wager is settled, available only on Fridays. That'd be tomorrow, Romeo. Please make sure to read the full terms and conditions of this promotion before getting involved at BetMGM.com. Davis Lee Roth Maddox joins us, Rockstar Status from Fantasy Sports Today. You can check him out Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern with Scoop Mish. And you can see him every day with us on Coast to Coast. And it's our pleasure having our boy every day. So I got to tell you, I bet the Mets today thinking, I got up, I'm like, even money, this team, they can't possibly lose 3 to the Reds. Bad enough, too. I'm like, there is no way that they can't win one game in Kansas City. And they are getting bent over like KY Jelly Night at the OK Corral. It's 9-2. They're getting swept. And I said earlier on this show today that they are done. Put a fork in them. Their season's over. And not only is it over, they are paycheck games. These guys are quitting. They aren't even trying to get hits. They are going through the motions. They have no way. Don't try to tell me they're not. You cannot get swept in Kansas City after they trade the whole team and not score a run in like, I don't even know how many innings now. They're 9-2. They are finished.
Yeah, this is Michael Scott after he did his 2 weeks and decided he was going to start the Michael Scott Paper Company. You know, they're showing up to work drunk every day. They're hanging out in the clubhouse. They're probably playing, you know, ping pong in there. We got, I bet dudes are on their phones in between innings. You know, I mean, I bet they're not, you know what? I bet they're not hanging out after work. I bet they're at, you know, a nice Radisson there in Kansas City, beautiful city, my favorite city. But right. I bet they're hanging out there, you know, playing video games. These guys don't care because you got a lot of expectations. You're the New York Mets. You got this billionaire owner. You signed Max Scherzer. You signed Justin Verlander. You don't have the season you think you're going to have. But look, man, these guys read the newspaper. They don't read the newspaper. They read Twitter. They read what people are saying about them. And they're like, oh, yeah, our owner, we're going to trade for a bunch of guys at the deadline. We're going to get Shohei Ohtani. We're going to get X, Y, and Z. And we're going to get ourselves bailed out of this. What happens? The exact opposite. No one's coming to town. You got a bunch of kids. You got a bunch of AA, AAA guys coming to town because anyone who could have fetched anything on the trade market got traded. And the owner paid them to go away. The owner is so sick of you guys. The owner in the front office is so sick of watching you guys play baseball that they paid probably the two best players, I guess two of the three best players on the team, to get out of there. I mean, they stink, man. And the Royals, I guess the Royals know they stink. So there's a little bit of freedom in that. They're just hanging out. You can't imagine a lower pressure job right now than playing for the Kansas City Royals.
They swept the Twins like last weekend, and then they swept the Mets today. So they're like seeing signs of life in Kansas City. This is the best baseball they played in a couple years. And you have to admit it. I went to the Bronx last night for that 7-2 win. I was there. And I have to say something to you. I'm sitting there in the front row at third base, literally in the front row. And I go, this guy's hitting 196. They're paying him like $40 million. This guy, Giancarlo Mendoza line Stanton. And then he hits a home run. My buddy goes, he's going to hit a home run right here. Boom. The ball goes out. I go, what's he hitting now? 197. Like, Volpe has better stat lines across the board than Stanton. And it really is embarrassing. Like, is his career, I know you're going to say I'm crazy, but they got to pay him for like, I don't even know, another decade. All I know is he's like, he's finished. He sucks. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. I mean, well, look, his contract runs until 2028. So there's a lot of time left there. And I don't think it's going to age all that well. That's my guess. And I mean, it's not like this is coming out of nowhere because he was kind of brutal last year too. I mean, he struck out 30% of the time last year. Yeah, he hit a bunch of dingers last year. He hit 31 home runs in 452 plate appearances, but he was still just barely above league average for an outfielder and below league average for a designated hitter in terms of OPS plus. So you're not really feeling that good about about Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge's contracts at this point.
Why don't they put him at first? Like Rizzo's like, he's got a 90-year-old back. His bat has died. And Stanton, they got him out in right field. They need Judge out there. They need to get him off the DH plan with his big toe jam, put him out there where he belongs, and put Stanton at first base. And at least, you know, I got to tell you, his at-bats. I know he had an RBI single last night and a laser. It was like a line drive homer over the wall in right center. But honestly, I mean, there's his two hits for the week. He's not going to get a hit against Houston. You know he doesn't hit. He strikes out like, you know, you said it. So I got to tell you, I'm watching Bowers and
Bowers is playing first base. Jake freaking Bowers is the New York. I mean, the New York Yankees first baseman, dude, that used to be like a political position. Like if you were the Yankees first baseman, you like people knew who you were. That was an important position in the United States of America. And now the New York Yankees first baseman is Jake Bowers. It's sad. We used to be country, Scotty. We used to.
I was at the game last night. Some guy goes, yeah, it's Bowers who dropped the ball at first on that play at first that the ball got away from him. And I said, I'd rather have Bowers skates playing first base, the hockey equipment company. Honestly, I can't even take it. So what is going on with the Cubs? Have you ever seen anything like two games like that in a row where you have more than 10 runs and 5 home runs? In that, I don't think it's ever happened before. 10-5 in two straight games.
Straight up video game stats. I mean, that is MLB The Show stuff. I mean, I honestly just want to say it's just like karmic punishment for the Cincinnati Reds front office for them taking, you know, I mean, they looked a gift horse in the mouth with this young team and they just did nothing meaningful to improve it. They didn't add a starting pitcher. I mean, if Steve Cohen is going to foot the bill Why did they not trade for Justin Verlander? Why did they not trade for Max Scherzer? And I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, maybe this Rangers prospect that they got is amazing. But I don't, can the Astros really have that high? Like, I don't know. Trade Christian Encarnacion Strand or whatever. I don't know. I want it to just be punishment. I want it to just be punishment to the Reds front office for not making anything happen when they have a chance to. Like, Joey Votto could have won a playoff game his final year as a Red. Right. And they just are like, nah, whatever. What's the point?
Yeah. This is, it's like, this is not supposed to happen this year. It's supposed to happen in a couple of years. I got to go back to Rizzo. They just put him on the IL 2 minutes ago for a concussion that they said happened in May. Glad they finally got around to it. So now they're going to excuse his season of like one home run and his, you know, he's another guy that can't hit up the ball out of the outfield anymore. That he's been concussed for several months, and he's now they shut him down. He's going on the IL. And concussions, IL, once it starts, you know, it's like you're not going to see him play, but maybe 2 weeks the rest of the year, right? Like at the end of the day?
Yeah, I mean, once a guy goes on the concussion IL, like I think you can just stay there indefinitely, and it doesn't count as any penalty against the roster or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, those dudes. And, I mean, imagine trying to hit a baseball, a fastball with a concussion. That doesn't seem very easy.
So let's look at your picks. Dodgers run line. You're laying the run and a half because they're going to win by 10 runs. I like the over there as well. You got that at minus a buck and a quarter. You're on Ohtani, minus a buck 55. You're on Ohtani over 7.5 Ks at minus a buck 45. And the Reds Cubs. I'm with you. I went over that 10. It's 10.5 at minus 105. I think those are all great picks tonight.
Yeah, I mean, look, what are we going to do? We're going to bet against the Reds and the Cubs continuing to put up like 27 point totals. I mean, come on. That's more points tonight, Scotty. Hall of Fame game, Jets Browns or Reds Cubs. I don't know. Feels like that one really might go down to the wire. And these Ohtani games, I mean, I really want to be on the Angels money line, but these Ohtani games are so important. I think that every game for the rest of the season, he's going to go as deep into these games as possible, because he and everyone else knows, like, these games have actual stakes, really, for the first time in Ohtani's career, because they are, I mean, they're three games out of the wild card right now. And, you know, one of the teams they're behind is the Yankees. Guess what? The Yankees suck. The Yankees are not making it. So I think that his strikeout props need to be adjusted a little bit, because I would probably project him for like a half inning or a whole inning more than normal. And Dodgers run line, I mean, easiest bet for the night. They're going to score about 13. The Angels or the Athletics are going to score 2. And it is what it is.
So Scherzer, 3 earned runs today, 7 hits, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. That's about his normal work, isn't it? That's a normal game for him.
Yeah, right about there. And I mean he's got one of the best K rates in Major League Baseball, so we're not worried.
They won and they covered the run and a half, so they came back, they were down 3-0, and they won 5-3. You don't give Keller any chance tonight in Milwaukee. I got to run. I don't give him a chance either. I'll see you tomorrow, bro.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's just one run after the next. The Orioles have added one, 3-0 on the Jays up in Toronto in terms of they're going to the bottom of the fifth. San Francisco up 1-0, top 5 at Oracle over Arizona. That Texas win was 5-3, Philly 4-2 over Miami, and Kansas City 9-2 over the Mets. The Mets are pathetic. All right, football tonight in Canton, Carver High.
Yeah, and I know just before we get to that, I know you brought it up with Davis. They put Rizzo on the IL after, I guess it took him 2 months to figure out that he got a concussion on that Tatis play at first base 2 months ago. Boone sat there 2 days ago, looked at the reporters and said, oh, he's healthy. He's fine. You know, he's going to come out of this. They are so lost. with everything that they are doing over there. It's just amazing. How do you not know? 2 months, the guy doesn't have a concussion.
They lie about everything. They just lie about everything. Because they don't care about the media. And they never have. The media to them is just a pain in their ass.
Because he didn't play yesterday, right? You were there yesterday. He wasn't in the lineup when you were at the game. They say that he's fine. And then today they put him on the IL. Just say, you know, it's just, you can't trust him. Can't trust him whatsoever. So there you go. Yankees, Rizzo, done. He'll be done for the year, too. They're not going to rush him back after they screwed it up for 2 months. All right, NFL season tonight. Jets and the Browns in Canton. We already know it's Zach Wilson and Kellen Mond to start. Here is Kevin Stefanski, Scotty, of the Browns, on his plans for the Hall of Fame game tonight.
Mond will start. Dorian will play the second half. And then I'll get the rest of the list to you later, but because I haven't shared it with the rest of the players, so I want to... can't go position by position, but it'll really be backups. But there'll be some players that have played a lot for us playing in this game because it's a great opportunity. We get to play in this game. That's our mentality. So we're excited to go up against the Jets on Thursday night.
I want to see the kid Dorian play from UCLA for the Browns. So if that's all I get out of it, fine. I don't really care about the game or anything else in it. I already know Zach sucks. So yeah. benched his ass. They got Aaron Rodgers. They didn't get Aaron Rodgers, so we ever have to watch him play. Now, if something happens to Rodgers, the Jets season will be over. Because when that kid plays, he's a disaster. And they brought him in there from BYU like he was God's gift to man, like he was Jim McMahon coming out of BYU. Honestly, they treated him like he was a number two pick. Like he was the greatest player ever. And then all the women wanted him, you name it. His mother, the fans wanted her, and now they can't stand him. Like, he's bad luck. No one even goes near him, not even on his birthday.
No, absolutely not. He will play for the Jets. And I guess who's the big kid, Strevler, that came in last year? I guess you'll probably see some of him.
Oh,
tonight.
God, what is that? Now, listen, can you imagine being Zach Wilson? Now, people will say I'm crazy, but, because he got a lot of money, right? He got a lot of money to stand on the sideline. But can you imagine being him and being that star player, and then you go number two, and then you're a Jet, and then now you're like, the next 2 years, you're not playing ever unless someone gets injured. And when you do play, if someone gets injured, they hate you and boo you. And then you got all that money. Basically, Zach Wilson is serving time at Rikers Island.
No good for him. Third year in the NFL, and he is
he's got to be miserable.
As long as
he's got to be miserable,
stays on the field. Here is Robert Saleh, very excited because it's a big weekend for the Jets in Canton. They're playing in the game. They get Klecko and Darrell Revis into the Hall of Fame. They're going to be on the spotlight, Scotty. Here's Saleh.
No, that part's cool. The tradition of this organization and. Getting the guy from the Sack Exchange and then obviously
what
one
tradition?
Of the best corners in the history of this game. And so it's cool. It's going to be fun to be able to see all that, to see those two go in and add to the tradition. And like I'll tell our guys, that's we got a really cool group. And there's a lot of guys who can do something special in their career that's on this group. Who's to say, why not a few of us in this group, in this locker room? Why can't there be a few more? But... again, it all goes back to now what and where your feet are present and trying to make sure you take care of your daily opportunities. But again,
I'm starting to get really bored with this. Honestly, I can't even take it anymore. Just stop talking. And you think I'm painful? That's painful. Know that. I win, you lose. Here's the deal. The Jets' ring of honor is ring around the collar, okay? They've got like four or five players that ever mattered in the NFL. I mean, literally. Don't even like argue with me about how long are we going to talk about this? Joe Namath, Klecko, Gastineau, Revis, and then what? The buck stops there. Who else was great?
Curtis Martin. Everybody will throw Curtis Martin in there.
Curtis Martin was great. I'll give him that. I'll give him that. But Curtis was better
the
in college.
The list isn't long. The list isn't that long. Not as long as Robert made it out to be there. That's
it's ring around the collar.
I already gave you the numbers for tonight. Here is the Hall of Fame game over the last almost 20 years since 2005. Favorites are 12-4 straight up and they're 8-5-3 against the spread. Unders 9-7 to the under. Very low, 33.5 total tonight.
So what does that tell you? You want me to take the Jets?
No, I like the under if I was playing it. It would be an under for me. It's probably like a 13-10 game. Think of the guys that are going to be out there. The only one that will probably put points on the board is Dorian Thompson-Robinson from UCLA. He's probably the only guy who's going to move the football tonight between Kellen Mond and Zach Wilson and Streveler.
I think Zach Wilson knows how to play pro football. I just think he's been terrible in real games. This isn't a real game, so I won't be surprised at all if he has a good night. But it doesn't matter. He could literally go 25 of 27 for 300 yards. He's still not playing this year unless someone gets hurt, because they can't stand him either. They're scared to death to put that kid in a game. They already know how awful he is. I mean, honestly.
They've even got Rodgers now trying to talk him up, and they show like the one little clip of Rodgers, you know, patting him on the shoulder and showing him how to do something. Like, please. That's the last thing Aaron Rodgers wants to do is go help Zach Wilson.
He really was a good college quarterback. I'm not going to argue that, but this is, I hate to say it, but these guys, they make money to feed their families. They mean business over here. College is a party. This ain't no party. This is pain day.
No party. Pain day, baby. Since we're on the Browns, Watson's obviously not playing tonight. He is 25-1 to win the MVP. The 14th most bets are on Watson. This was a nice note I saw today. So go get your tickets for Deshaun Watson, Scotty, at 25-1 to win the MVP this year.
I won't deny his talent, okay? But withstanding his off-field exploits, which are rather dramatic. I mean, this guy's a rock star with the off-field stuff. He's like the king now of off-field problems. No one has that many massage nightmares. I mean, this guy set the standard. I mean, the bar. I thought the guy in Chicago with all the guns in the trunk of his car was on top of the heap. And you know, I think Deshaun passed him a long time ago. You got a guy full of AK-47s in the back of the car. You hold the title for a long time until a guy comes along and sexually assaults, allegedly, you know, tons of women in massage parlors. You can't even, and it's like a movie. I actually want to be the director. I want to know who's buying the film rights to the story of the quarterback. I mean, this is like with Pacino and you remember, what was it, Every Given Sunday. You got to have like a movie about a quarterback that, you know, has got he's like a massage parlor junkie. And then he goes in there and assaults all the women. It's like a movie. I want a movie made of this guy going door to door to these places and just working his angle. I mean, that's easy. A 2-hour movie. I'd make all kinds of money. Everyone would go see it too.
So there you go. Deshaun Watson, 25-1. Next.
All you asked me was, would I bet on him? And I suddenly have a porno movie I'm developing.
Right. I figured we'd get a little bored with Salah and Stefanski. So why not head out to Latrobe and let's really get excited. You want to see how you get excited and passionate about training camp, getting ready to go every single day, talking about guys in shorts playing in pads. Listen to Mike Tomlin talk about training camp for the Steelers, Scotty.
Man, just another good day for us, acclimating not to the environment, but acclimating to full pads. And you know, we have to continually be open to working, to seeking perfection in terms of the things we're trying to get accomplished in that attire, etiquette, professionalism, things of that nature. It's an educational process that goes along with kind of some of the surface level things, alignment, assignment, technique, execution. And so we'll keep working in that regard. We cannot tire in that regard. It's important, man. If we want to get the desired product we want in stadium, we have to work continually to perfect our preparation environment. And there's a lot of meat on that bone. We got a lot of ways to go, but I'm sure everybody does. But we have to have a lot of urgency in that regard.
Listen, I think that's a little high level sophistication talk there for training camp. It's right. A little bit. I think it's too much. Like, it's just a little too much. Like, it's training camp, bro. Honestly, what's for lunch?
we want to get stadium ready. We got a lot of meat on the bone. We got, like, he's giving you everything right there in that 45 seconds.
But he's been accumulating all those sayings over the last 16 years. Right. He's got the whole bag of comments. Right. He's the one that always, the three phases of football. You've heard him do that one before. The schematics. He talks about schematics. You'll hear that 90% of his press conference. I got him down to a science.
He's been doing it so long that he has all of those terms and phrases
ready to fire,
to throw in, and to just, and that way, like, he's done quicker. Like, he could throw all those terms and phrases out there, and then, like, you know, he's looking at the clock, and the PR guy's like, all right, wrap it up. It's time to get out of here. You know, whatever gets him out of talking to those people fast enough, because nobody wants to talk to them. Nobody actually wants to talk to those reporters every day after practice. So that he throws a lot of words at you, and he moves along with his day.
Hey, let's calm down, too. It's Pittsburgh, and I love Pittsburgh. It's my hometown. I died for Pittsburgh. It's the greatest place I ever known in my life. But let's calm down with, like, they have, like, some kind of, like, prowess media thing going on. They got about five guys that cover the team. I mean, it is candy ass, okay? They know them all, and it's pushover city. It ain't New York, okay? It is not. I'll tell you another thing. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing they're going to finish last place in this division. Ooh, that's so stacked.
I agree.
They never finish in last place, okay? So know that. You got to put the stinky Browns in last place. And, in fact, I already told you I like the Steelers over the Ravens too. The one I got a problem with is Joey Silk. They're not better than the Bengals. But I think he's awesome. Chase Higgins are awesome. And the rest of them, you can have a sandwich. I do not buy that team that they're just going right to the Super Bowl just because of Joey Silk. Joey Silk has had a knee blowout, and he also now has his calves, like, blow out on him every year. Every other month, this guy's got some kind of leg problem. You guys can put him in the Super Bowl all you want. I got bigger fish to fry.
They are, though, the fourth choice to win the division at plus 450. The Steelers, Scotty, plus 450, Bengals 150, Ravens 220, Browns 4-1, and then the Steelers at plus 450. Your odds to win the AFC North.
I just said they're not finishing in last. I think they can do better than they always do, better than everyone thinks they will. I could still see them tie in for second, maybe at worst. Like, I think they're going to be in it. They got tons of talent.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another exciting edition of Today in Carver High History.
1949 is where we begin today. The Basketball Association of America and the National Basketball League merged to form what is now known as the NBA, the National Basketball Association. 1960, the only time in Major League history teams exchange managers. What? Detroit trades Jimmy Dykes. How about that? 1984, Olympic highlights for you today. Mary Lou Retton scores a 10 on her final vault to win the individual all-around in the L.A. Olympics. How about this?
She has two vaults, remember?
Oh, boy.
Yes! She has done the best vault of her life. She knows what she's done now. Full twist in Sugihara.
Give her a 10 here. The judges may
hear Sugihara.
That's right. What? She'll tear the roof apart.
Boy, she landed.
There it is. She did it.
There it is.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Goes to Mary Lou Retton.
I love the chick getting all excited, the announcer. She just got so revved up about it.
The suspense was killing me there. 87, Jack Morris ties an AL record with five wild pitches. How about that? 87, Twins pitcher Joe Niekro caught with a nail file on the mound. Ejected and suspended for 10 games. They throw him out of the league today. 89, the Reds set a major league record for most hits in the first inning. How 16 hits and 14 runs as they beat the Astros 18-1. 89, Ricky Henderson sets the AL mark of 50 stolen bases in 9 of his first 11 years. 96, Agassi wins the men's singles tennis gold in Atlanta. 99, Arsenal completes a huge signing coup by signing Thierry Henry for 10 million euros from Juventus. I hate Thierry Henry. 2004, the Cardinals' first baseman, Albert Pujols, first player in history to hit at least 30 homers in his first four seasons. Bonds 715 in 2006. Phelps won the butterfly in 12. Neymar goes from Barcelona to PSG in 2017. There you go.
Who cares about him when Messi scores two goals every night?
Yeah.